Lakin, I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze trod indeed, through forthrights and meanders. By your patience, I needs must rest me.
Old lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest. Even here, I will put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope. Do not for one repulse forego the purpose that you resolved to effect.
The next advantage we will take throughly.
Let it be tonight. For now they are oppressed with travel. They will not, nor cannot, use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
I say tonight, no more.
What harmony is this? My good friends, hark.
Marvelous sweet music.
Give us kind keepers, heavens. What were these?
A living drollery. Now I will believe that there are unicorns. That in Arabia there is one tree, the Phoenix throne. One phoenix at this hour, reigning there.
I'll believe both. And what does else want credit, come to me, and I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travellers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn 'em.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me? If I should say I saw such islanders, for certes, these are people of the island, who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet note, their manners are more gentle, kind, than of our human generation you shall find many, nay, almost any.
Honest lord, thou hast said well, for some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gesture, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Praise in departing.
They vanish strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Will't please you taste of what is here?
Not I.
Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers dewlapped like bulls, whose throats had hanging at them wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts, which now we find each putter out of 5 for 1 will bring us good warrant of.
I will stand too and feed, although my last no matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord, the Duke, stand too and do as we.
Are 3 men of sin, whom destiny that hath to instrument this lower world and what is in't, the never surfeited sea hath caused to belch up you. And on this island, where man doth not inhabit, you amongst men being most unfit to live, I have made you mad. And even with such like valour, men hang and drown their proper selves. You fools, I and my fellows are ministers of fate. The elements of whom your swords are tempered may as well wound the loud winds, or with bemocked at stabs kill the still closing waters, as diminish one dowel that's in my plume. My fellow ministers alike, invulnerable. If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strengths, and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you 3 from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed under the sea which hath requited him and his innocent child. Which foul deed, the powers delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the seas and shores, yea, all the creatures against your peace. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft, and do pronounce by me lingering perdition. worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your ways, whose wraths to guard you from, which here in this most desolate isle else falls upon your heads, is nothing but heart's sorrow and a clear life ensuing.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. A grace it had, devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hadst to say. So, with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done. My high charms work, and these, mine enemies, are all knit up in their distractions. They now are in my power, and in these fits I leave them, while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they suppose is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
In the name of something holy, sir, why stand you in this strange stare?
Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous. Methought the billows spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did base my trespass. Therefore, my son of the ooze is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded. And with him there lie muddied.
But one fiend at a time, I'll fight their legions off.
I'll be thy second.
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison, given to work a great time after, now gins to bite the spirits. I do beseech you that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly, and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Follow, I pray you.